Today's story is the tale of influence. The influence of a blind lay preacher in a trinket shop in England, and the influence of a seasoned songwriter on a universally known singer. This is the story of Sweet Hour of Prayer in today's episode of Heritage Hymns.
Welcome to the Heritage Hymns broadcast with our speaker, Daniel Cox. Join us as we travel back in time to learn of the great songwriters and the stories that they told us through music. Stay tuned at the end of this broadcast for more information. But for now, here's Pastor Cox.
William W. Walford is an obscure English preacher born in 1772. How he became blind and what was the nature of his ministry, we do not know. The impetus for the grand anthem, forever obscure. What we do know, however, is that the author of Sweet Hour of Prayer excelled more in the private office of prayer than in the public arena of notoriety. No wonder his poem still lives. As John the Beloved remarked almost 2,000 years ago, "And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Providence was at work beginning in 1842. On one particular day, a layman by the name of Thomas Salmon came to Walford's small trinket shop in the village of Colchester, England, to visit his friend. And in that meeting, Walford requested his visitor to write down a poem that he had been whirling about in his mind. "Sweet Hour of Prayer. Sweet Hour of Prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me to my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare. By thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer." 3 years later, in 1845, Salmon showed the poem to the editor of the New York Observer. And in that era, it was not uncommon for such great works of Christian prose to be featured in America's leading papers. My, how far we've come. On September 13, 1845, the words of the blind lay preacher of England were published in an American newspaper. The influence of one man who had taken down words that might have been lost forever within the walls of a small trinket shop in England became a blessing to believers worldwide. And within 15 years, the poem fell into the hands of noted American music composer William Bradbury. Bradbury provided the tunes for hymns like "The Solid Rock," "He Leadeth Me," "Jesus Loves Me," and "Just As I Am." And in 1861, "Sweet Hour of Prayer" was published in The Golden Chain. Bradbury's music provided a stunning and sturdy ring upon which this diamond of song could forever sparkle. Bradbury was born on October 6, 1816, and died on January 7, 1868. His life powerfully intersected with some of the greatest names in gospel music. Said Ira Sankey of Bradbury's influence on his life, "When quite a young man, I attended a musical convention conducted by Mr. Bradbury in the state of Ohio, and there received my first impressions to the power of the sacred song." Our lives are casting a long shadow of influence, and may those who come behind us be drawn near to Christ, even unto their prayer closets, until we all shout together, while passing through the air, "Farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer." What a Savior, what a story, and oh, what a heritage of hymns.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from the world of care. My Father's throne,
To access more information regarding the music ministry, please visit heritagehymns.info or pastordanielcox.com. God bless you, and thanks for listening.